July 22, 1 Kings 18, 21 to 40. God's heroes. How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. 1 Kings 18, 21. Elijah, amid the general apostasy, did not seek to hide the fact that he served the God of heaven. Baal's prophets numbered 450, his priests 400. His worshipers were thousands, yet Elijah did not try to make it appear that he was on the popular side. He grandly stood alone. With clear, trumpet-like tones, Elijah addressed the vast multitude. How long halt ye between two opinions? Where are the Elijahs of today? God would have his honor exalted before men as supreme, and his counsels confirmed in the eyes of the people. The witness of the prophet Elijah on Mount Carmel gives the example of one who stood wholly for God and his work in the earth. Let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, he prays, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, he pleads, hear me. His zeal for God's glory and his deep love for the house of Israel presents lessons for the instruction of all who stand today as representatives of God's work in the earth. Nothing is gained by cowardice or by fearing to let it be known that we are God's commandment-keeping people. Hiding our light as if ashamed of our truth will result only in disaster. God will leave us to our own weakness. May the Lord forbid that we should refuse to let our light shine forth in any place to which he may call us. If we venture to go forth of ourselves following our own ideas, our own plans, and leave Jesus behind, we need not expect to gain fortitude, courage, or spiritual strength. God has had moral heroes, and he has them now, those who are not ashamed of being his peculiar people. Their wills and plans are all subordinate to the law of God. The love of Jesus had led them not to count their lives dear unto themselves. Their work has been to catch the light from the Word of God and to let it shine forth in clear, steady rays to the world. Fidelity to God is their motto.